Thank you, Senator Brownback. It's been a year since the president was elected. It's appropriate for the American people to assess how well this administration's economic policies are working. They are not. They have failed. Unemployment skyrocketed far past White House projections and promises. America continues to shed jobs, more than 2.8 million since the stimulus was enacted. We've had a series of embarrassing investigations about all the wild stimulus claims, the latest fake jobs from fake congressional districts, and today, General Accounting Office will reveal yet more scandals within the stimulus claims, in the case of which thousands of recipients claimed jobs and they have not yet received money. The U.S. has the worst performance in terms of unemployment rate among the major developed economies since the stimulus bill was enacted. Worse than Australia, worse than Canada, worse than the European Union, Japan, South Korea, not to mention China. The industries that the White House and Secretary you promised would have the most job creation, manufacturing, construction, have seen by percentage the greatest job losses. The deficit is becoming frightening and threatens our economic recovery. The budget challenges we face with Medicare and Social Security, Fannie and Freddie Mac have been left unaddressed. We are reduced to begging China to buy our debt and getting lectures from other nations on our financial disarray while they discuss replacing the dollar with a more stable reserve currency. Much of the TARP money is still hidden from taxpayers' eyes, why, in the public's view, Wall Street is still getting their bonuses. And major businesses and small businesses are delaying their key investment decisions as Washington moves on uncertain issues, health care reform, cap and trade, burdensome new regulations, and a host of new tax increases. Mr. Secretary, you are the point man on the economy. The buck, in effect, stops with you. For several months, conservatives on Capitol Hill have called for you to step down. Last night, Congressman Peter DeFazio said that there is a, quote, growing liberal consensus that Secretary Geithner should be removed. Quote, we need a new economic team. Conservatives agree that as point person, you failed. Liberals are growing in that consensus as well. Poll after poll shows the public has lost confidence in this president's ability to handle the economy for the sake of our jobs. Will you step down from your post?
Congressman, it is a great privilege for me to serve this president, and I am very pleased of a chance to address the range of concerns you said. I agree with almost nothing in what you said, and I think almost nothing in what you said represents a fair and accurate perception of where this economy is today. Now, I think it's important to start. Welcome the advice that you're providing after you gave this president economy falling off the cliff, values of American savings cut almost in half, millions of Americans out of work. Again, the worst financial crisis we've seen in a generation.
Remind me, Mr. Secretary, what post were you holding when President Bush left office? Just remind me what economic post you were holding.
I was the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Great honor and privilege for me to serve at that time.
Does the Federal Reserve Bank have any oversight over the economy or any input into its performance?
The Federal Reserve, established by Congress, is responsible for trying to make sure that we keep inflation low and stable over time.
And are you shirking responsibility for the design of the bailout or its role?
No, absolutely.
In
the actions that the Congress made possible, too late, but made possible last fall, were absolutely necessary to breaking the back of this financial panic. And without those actions and the actions the president put in place with the Congress, support of many people in the Congress, beginning this year, you would have an economy still falling, not growing. You would have had job loss still accelerating, not slowing. You would have had the value of America's savings still falling, not rising. You would
but
have had confidence.
That's been changed.
No, but that's
the
but that no, but that that's
created several quadrillion new jobs. Is that right,
Congressman? Again, it's just a basic fact. A year ago, this economy was falling at the rate of 6% a year. We were losing between 500,000. And 750,000 jobs a month, and that process was accelerating, not slowing, until the President of the United States came and took office.
Mr. Secretary, the public has lost all confidence in your ability to do the job. And it's reflecting on your president.
Congressman,
conservatives
if you look at,
agree, liberal Democrats agree that it really is time for a fresh start, and I would urge you
time has
to
expired.
Consider that.
Congressman, if you, again, just Chairwoman Milliman, I just respond to this. Congressman, if you look at any measure of consumer and investor confidence today, if you look at any measure of the strength and stability and health of the American economy, if you look at any measure of confidence in the financial system, it is substantially stronger today than when the President of the United States took office. And that happened not on its own. It happened because of a set of tough, difficult choices. And this economy did not come into this simply facing the worst financial crisis in generations. It came into this with almost a decade, certainly 8 years of basic neglect of basic public goods in healthcare, in education, in public infrastructure, in how we use energy. And fixing those problems is a central obligation of this Congress and this administration.
Tell all of that to the millions of Americans who no longer have jobs because of your decision.
They would have had more jobs, there would have been more confidence, more employment in this country if we had not let this crisis get to the point that it did. And we would have had a stronger fiscal position if we had 8 years of paying for our commitments,
you
not
know,
borrowing
point.
Against them.
At
Gentlemen's
some
time
point,
has expired. Mr. Hinchey's the recognized
you have
for
to
5 minutes.
Take responsibility for your decision.
I take
That's
responsibility for anything
taxpayer.
I am part of doing. I'd be happy to that. What I can't take responsibility is for the legacy of crises you bequeathed this country.
This is your budget. This is your bailout. This is your stimulus. This is your action.
I take full responsibility
it's
for those with great
the gentleman's
honor
time
and
has
and
expired.
Pleasure.
Mr. Hinchey is recognized.